Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we put the spotlight on school referendums on the November 8th ballot. First in Augusta, two different questions, a total of $15 million in questions being asked. We'll hear from Augusta School Superintendent Ryan Nelson. Also in Eau Claire, a $98.6 million referendum on the ballot. We'll hear from Eau Claire School Superintendent Mike Johnson. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us. We begin by asking Augusta School Superintendent Ryan Nelson what prompted the Augusta School Board to pursue this two-part referendum November 8th.
About a year ago, in the fall of 2021, we reconvened a strategic planning team in the district that consisted of, there were 40 or 50 members of the team, and it was comprised of individuals from the school, both teachers and support staff, administrators. It also included school board members and community members, parents, and students as well. So we, as we worked through that process to kind of really make some determinations around what we wanted the future of the Augusta School District to look like from a student success standpoint. We spent a lot of time talking about certainly academic growth, social-emotional growth, all of those things we know that are important for producing well-rounded children. But one of the aspects of the conversation that came up in this strategic planning session was what are we doing to address the building and maintenance needs that are present throughout the school district. So the conversation originally started there, Mark, and then as it continued to grow and evolve, and then it obviously started to be discussed at the entire school board level, we started to do some evaluating of our current state and then also what we envision as needs moving forward here. And throughout the course of the last year, then we've fleshed out these priorities that are identified in both of our questions.
I asked Augusta School Superintendent Ryan Nelson what exactly are voters being asked to decide on November 8th.
So we have two questions on the ballot, and question one is includes a large scope of work that details some a fair amount of renovations to our high school wing of our middle school, high school building. Our class sizes in terms of physical space there are the smallest in the district. They average about 650 square feet. Currently, we want to increase those to be more in line with what the average class size spaces are for high school students of between 800 and 900 square feet. So that's a big portion of that. It also includes an expansion of our technical education area, addition of some classroom space at the high school and the elementary school. It also includes the addition of a fitness center that will be accessible for those with disabilities. Currently, our weight room fitness center is located on the second story of our school building, and we don't have any way for those with disabilities or mobility issues to access that. So that's included in that. There's also some additional office space that would be included in that scope of work, replacing and updating some windows, siding and roofing on some of our custodial outbuildings. I guess those are the renovation of locker room spaces, addition of ADA bleachers in our main gymnasium. So those are, I guess, also some expansion of our greenhouse space in our ag room, and expanding some opportunities there. So those are really the biggest aspects of question one. Question two, then, is specific to the addition of a gymnasium at our elementary school. Our current gymnasium is about 3,000 square feet and doubles as gymnasium space for Phi-Ed classes, but then also as our cafeteria. So the second question looks to add a new gymnasium onto the elementary space for strictly for physical education classes, and then our cafeteria would remain, or the previous space would remain as cafeteria space for to serve breakfast and lunch out of.
I recorded my interview with Augusta School Superintendent Ryan Nelson before the third community meeting on the referendum was held this past Wednesday night. How did the first two go?
Quite well. We've had some good questions that have been asked by the community members that have attended. It's been an opportunity for us to present the information to the community about what's being included in the two questions, as well as kind of providing the rationale or the explanation as to how and why the school board and the school district have arrived at this point. We've tried to structure them in a manner so that they're strictly informational. We don't want to attempt to influence anybody's decision making one way or the other on this, but we just want to equip the voters in our school district with the information they feel they need to make a informed decision, and I think we've been able to accomplish that thus far.
What if you get a mixed answer? They say yes to one, not to another, or if they reject both. So play that scenario out.
Sure. So in the first question you pose, Mark, if question one passes and question two does not, the district would pursue forward with the projects identified in scope one, or in project one rather, and really the gymnasium piece then becomes a matter to address in the future at some point when there will be some more support for it. If the opposite happened in question two passed and question one did not, we probably would hold off on doing anything with the gymnasium until we had a better plan in place to address some of the maintenance and spatial needs that were included in project one. We do also have an auditorium that will be constructed next spring as a result of a very generous donation from a community member. So we still plan to move forward with that project regardless of the outcome of questions one or two. Now, in the scenario that neither question passes, we're going to have to go back to the drawing board to put together a really long-term phasing in of some of these projects. We allocate annual operating dollars for ongoing maintenance, but unfortunately, we don't have enough to address the needs that we've identified at one time. So it would really be phased out over the course of a number of years in the event that neither question passed.
Augusta School Superintendent Ryan Nelson on the two-part question being posed to voters November 8th and in early voting. Also, a $98.6 million referendum question facing Eau Claire School District voters November 8th and in the early voting, which will unfold this coming Monday through Friday. Eau Claire School Superintendent Mike Johnson says he's held well over 50 informational meetings, and this is some of what he had to say at one of those recent events.
We have 22 brick-and-mortar schools and buildings in the district and one virtual. 20 schools and two buildings, and we'll get to those in a second. We're serving over 11,000 students here in 22-23. That was probably according to our October 13th count, but as many of you know, in such a large district, we're gaining kids, losing kids here and there, but even after that third Friday count. We're the eighth largest district in Wisconsin, and we're in the lowest, lower third of Wisconsin school districts for spending in the last data that the DPI has brought up. Even though this is a capital referendum, the operations component does enter into this. For example, we're funded at $500 per student lower than the state average. Just with Eau Claire's makeup, that would be about, per pupil, that would probably be about $5.5 million. In our operations budget, how the dollar is spent, we're a business, but we're a people business. 75 cents out of every dollar is on salary and benefits. We've got 17 cents of every dollar for substitutes, for example, and transportation. We have Student Transit as our transportation company, been fantastic since the late 1930s. So that's, you know, that's the majority. And then we've got a 1 cent mandated private school cost, voucher programs, transportation, Title I, you know, those are things that we do need to provide by law. We have 4 cents on every dollar for supplies in the district, 2 cents for our insurance, debt, and other. Again, for insurance, we've got, you know, we've got quite a bit of buildings to insure, 22 buildings and property. And then the last facility improvement, that's our capital budget. It's about $1.8 million. And ultimately, with a referendum with $98.6 million, it would take us quite a few years to recoup that. So we can't simply do it from our operations budget. We need help from the community. And it is a shared funding responsibility here in Wisconsin, in Eau Claire. From the district level, we try to be as efficient as we can with dollars. One thing you may not know, when I started teaching in 1993, I came in under revenue caps. Well, as a 22-year-old coming out of college, I had no idea what that meant. All I knew is I had a full-time job and a car that I bought for $600, and that was fantastic. And I had a real salary, and I was out of my parents' house. But when it comes down to it now, 30 years ago, I remember when I was at the university, and I remember when Unirail shut down here in town, and how much of a tremendous concern to the community and so impactful. And I think, you know, way back when the board at that time decided to levy taxes on the public, you know, the district felt that we wouldn't levy to the maximum to really help out those hurt by Uniroyal closing. Well, at that time, that care and concern to the community really did hurt us, because in 1993, those caps were placed on us. And because we were conservative and caring for the community at that time, that's hurt us for the last 30 years with the funding formula. So from a district perspective, that's what we've had to operate on over the past 30 years. From the state level, legislatively, especially with projects like this, referendum is really the only means we have when we have significant capital items like we're asking for in the community. And then ultimately the community itself here in Eau Claire. And with the past two referendum, this community has been so very, very supportive in 2011 with a past capital referendum to really address four of our buildings, as well as the 2016 referendum that was a bit of a hybrid with some capital maintenance projects, but also obviously operational too. So the past referendum support in 2011, I've talked about those four schools. DeLong Middle School, that's basically the types of work that will be done at South, which we hope to propose. And DeLong was completed, probably took two and a half years to do, a tremendous project. And the board was very planful at that time with Putnam Heights, Robbins, and Sherman adding on to those, because that's where the growth was occurring. And then 2016 operational referendum that was supported, addressing that those deferred maintenance needs, like I said before, and some operational needs as well. Here's a little bit about our Eau Claire Area School District schools and buildings. At the elementary and early learning, we've got 14 of them. At the secondary, we've got 6. And the two administration building and the service center going toward the north side by U-Haul. The average age of our buildings, I was a little bit surprised at this, but maybe not too much, 59.2 years old. Been a lot of maintenance to be done, as you'll see in future slides. The two oldest we have, part of Montessori, the old Lincoln School, that was 103 years old. Same thing with Longfellow.
Eau Claire School Superintendent Mike Johnson breaking down for us about the $98.6 million referendum appearing on the ballot for voters coming up on November 8th, and obviously in the early voting.
Why do we need a capital referendum? You may have gotten some literature on this in the mail. You may have seen it from one of your relatives. Not really sure. You may have already seen on the website. Number one is to address our aging infrastructure. Number two is to improve the learning environment. And three is to reinvest in our buildings. Maybe some of you had seen on TV 13 this week, Abby and I talked about that. That was a great question. You know, why do we need it? Improving that learning environment for our students and for the conditions for our staff, just bring up South Middle School. $42 million in improvements are proposed, built in 1982. There's not been a lot done with it in the past, other than some general maintenance. But the learning environment is critical. We've got metal interior doors and walls that are rusting. I had to substitute teach there last year, during COVID. And it's built into the side of a hill, and you've got humidity. So there are dehumidifiers going. So if you're a sixth grade student at South Middle, you're going to be impacted by that. And, that's just an example of that learning environment. How did we get to this point? And so in November this year, we hired ATS&R, engineers, architects, our building maintenance group from the district, and we did a 10-year plan for all our district facilities. And that was shared with our school board, our demo and trends board committee, as well as administration and buildings and grounds services crew. The highest priority is really things that need to be done immediately within 1 to 2 years. So that's slightly over $5 million. The medium priority would be 3 to 5. And last, the low priority, and this is just for general maintenance, that's from 6 to 10 years. And then it's broken down at the bottom part of the slide, elementary, secondary, and the other. Again, the other would be 500 Main Administrative Building in our district service center. Again, it's $128 million over 10 years, and we're asking for 98.6. So this is just for deferred maintenance again. And through the 98.6, we have two buildings that need expansion because of attendance enrollment concerns.
Well, Eau Claire School Superintendent Mike Johnson at this informational meeting. We're bringing you the audio from here on Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO. While he doesn't read through the entire question, voters will be asked and seeing on the November 8th ballot, he does note.
The first part of it is largely statutory, except for the amount there, $98.6 million over 20 years. The second part is we wanted to be very specific with what the major projects were. Four of our schools, and then seven of our other schools are going to be impacted by this referendum as well. So the board had taken the ATS&R study, the recommendations from our demo and trends group, and we used to have a budget development committee for our board. It's a committee of just three of our board members, so there's not a quorum. And basically from March and April all the way through until August had met constantly, talked about these projects, talked about the question, had taken data and feedback from the public in March, had also, our board had hired Baker Tilly, a consulting firm that it had done in 2016 as well, to solicit more feedback, more in-depth feedback from the community with 400 people. We did it in concert with the city. And, through all that time, on August 15th, the board had voted 7-0 to support this capital referendum.
And finally, Johnson gets to what the $98.6 million referendum includes.
I talked about Putnam Heights a little bit. Yes, it was added to in 2011, but as we're seeing with our enrollment and the growth in that area, they need another addition. And that's simply for that piece. Memorial and North, Abby will go through those as well, and you'll get to see some of it here tonight with Memorial. But Memorial and North for 19.7 and 20.9 million. North, because of its capacity issues, it's got a capacity of 1,700, and I believe there are approximately 1,705 right now. So every class that comes in, every new student that comes in, there's nowhere else to put them. You just increase the class size. And then South Middle School, as I explained before, 42.7. Part of pushing this, now the board had determined at that time, it was discussed in 2016, but it was very expensive at that time. It was $26, $27 million at that time. 6 years later, for the same types of work to be done, 42.7. So that's part of waiting on some of these projects. And then the other would be $8.4 million, and it's on the right hand of the slide, and there are seven schools that are addressing high and medium priority items with some deferred maintenance. Those would include HVAC work, electrical work, flooring, all sorts of projects there.
Eau Claire School Superintendent Mike Johnson, preceded by Ryan Nelson, the Augusta School Superintendent, both districts with referendum decisions for voters to decide on November 8th and in the early voting coming up this week in Eau Claire, the $98.6 million referendum, and also in Augusta, two questions totaling $15 million, one $10.5 million, the other $4.5 million. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. We encourage you, do your homework. Do your best to research the issues, the candidates, the races, the referendums that you're being asked to decide on in early voting this week. And when the polls open for 13 hours on Election Day, November 8th, from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And catch our election coverage on election night from 6 p.m. until midnight, courtesy of SRN, here on FM 103.1 WOGO. I'm Mark Halverson.